You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we welcome you, trusting that you'll stay with us and that the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of presenting your gospel today through this broadcast service. And we realize for it to be a blessing to souls. We need your blessing. We need your help. So may the precious Holy Spirit use us, a vessel that you can use to the glory of God and for the good of our congregation. May the Holy Spirit accompany it, and may He bless hearts through it, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sweet is the song I sing today.
I'm
ready.
My love divine.
subject for today's broadcast, The Truth Shall Make You Free. And our text of scripture is John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, Ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. The truth shall make you free. One of Jesus' statements has become quite popular with many people. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But we should not overlook what he said before he spoke these words. The statement that is quoted so often is used in ways that Jesus had no reference to at all. Jesus was not talking about political freedom or the such like. Jesus had something else in mind, something far more serious. Let us examine these verses of Scripture and understand what they really teach. The freedom of which Jesus spake was freedom from sin. The Jews misunderstood his meaning. We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage. They were in bondage to the Romans at the time they said that. They had been in bondage in Egypt, their ancestors were anyway, and they had been in bondage to the Midianites, the Philistines, and to Assyria, and to Babylon. They had been in bondage to different ones at different times. And here we hear them saying, we've never been in bondage. They certainly were not being honest with themselves or with the Lord Jesus. Jesus explains what he was talking about. Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Sin is slavery. And the word servant comes from the root word slavery. So sin is slavery. He offers freedom from the bondage of sin. And sin is indeed bondage. People are not able to do all they want to do. I know a lot of people want you to believe they're free to do as they please, but no one is free to do everything to their own likings. Every one of us are servants. We're either servants of God or we are servants of Satan, one or the other. The bondage of sin is indeed binding. I would think of the man Samson. You know, Samson was a Nazarite, and he had extra power given to him by God. He was a strong man, but he did not have the power of himself to do some of the things that he did. It was because God came upon him. But he was to be a Nazarite all of his life. And he was involved, as you know, with more than one woman. And Delilah was able to deceive him into getting the secret of his power. And when he told her the real secret of his power, she had his hair cut, and that was one of the things that a Nazarite was not to do. He was asleep on her lap, and they cut his hair, and he lost his power. But he didn't realize it, and she woke him up and said, The Philistines be upon thee. And he said, I will arise, and I'll go forth like I have before. He wist not that the Lord had departed from him. So they took Samson, put out his eyes, bound him with fetters, took him down to the city of Gaza, one of their five cities, and caused him to grind in the prison house. Now that's exactly what happens to a sinner. The devil puts out their eyes. The gods of this world have blinded the minds of the people, and he binds them with fetters, with this habit or that habit or other ungodly habits, and he causes them to grind in the prison house. Yes, they are grinding in the prison house because they are a slave to sin, and Satan is their master. So there is a power that goes with sin, and it does bind, it blinds, and it causes you to do those things which you hate yourself for later on. And there is the guilt of sin, a guilt shared by everyone, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So Paul tells us in Romans 3 and 23, if we say that we have never sinned, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. So John said in 1 John 1 and 8, there is power in sin, I say. How many billions of people are a slave to the evil habits that blind and bind and cannot free themselves? No, no one can free themselves from the bondage of sin. The leper cannot change his spots. There is an answer to it, however, and we'll deal with that shortly. Paul declares the dilemma of one in bondage to the power of sin. For the good that I would do, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? So we read in Romans chapter 7, verse 19 and verse 24. The slavery of sin is more oppressive than physical slavery. Jesus has provided for freedom from the bondage of sin. And let's see how he does it. The truth of which Jesus speaks, his doctrine, the truth of which Jesus speaks is his own word or his doctrine. And notice what he said before he said about being free. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8, 31 and 32 of our text. And as I said earlier, a lot of people just say, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But to get the full meaning of what Jesus said there, you must back up. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Obedience to his word offers freedom from the bondage of sin. Again, we cannot free ourselves, and signing a decision card doesn't free us. Joining a church does not free us. It is obeying the word of God, obeying the scriptures, obeying the doctrine of Christ, really obeying it, living it out in your life. That's what frees you from the bondage of sin. Freedom from the guilt of sin through the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 and also verse 7. A lot of religions today have taken blood out of their songbooks. They've taken the blood out of their sermons. and they have a bloodless religion, and they have a powerless religion. It's no wonder they say we sin more or less every day when they have taken the power of the blood out. It's only through the shed blood of the Son of God that we can be saved and liberated from the bondage of sin. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And after we have been cleansed from sin, been saved, been delivered, then to remain free, we must continue in His Word. If you continue in My Word, then are you My disciples indeed. A disciple, as far as Jesus is concerned, is more than just a learner. Yes, a disciple is a learner, but he's also a follower, one of His followers, one who obeys Him, one who lives according to His teachings and His instruction. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. What? Know ye not? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And holiness is simply living a sinless life. I know many people in the religious world teach that that's impossible, but the Word of God teaches that it is possible. The Lord told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." And Jesus told some that He healed, and as recorded in the Scriptures, that they should go and sin no more. And He did not require something of them that was impossible. My grace is sufficient for you. If you will continue in His Word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free from sin. Free from the prison house. Remember, Jesus came to open the prison. He came to set the captives free. And whom the Son makes free is free indeed. To remain free, I say, we must continue in His Word. If you continue in My Word, then are you My disciples indeed. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And that's Romans 8, chapter 8, and verses 1 through 4. And here the Apostle Paul is using the word flesh not to mean our physical bodies, but after the sinful things of the world, the evil things, the ungodly things that we are to cleanse ourselves of and be free from. And we are to live after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Jesus came, I say, to open the prison house and to set the captive free. When Jesus gives you a pardon, you are no longer in the prison house of sin. You have been set free. When the truth makes you free, you are free from sin. You do not sin more or less every day in word, deed, and thought. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein. Romans 6, 1 and 2. Sin is bondage. To have Christ is to be free from that bondage. Are you under the burden of sin, both its guilt and its power? If so, respond to Christ's invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, chapter 11, verses 28, 29, and 30. Let me ask you this question. Why did Jesus Christ leave the glories of heaven, the worship of the holy angels, and the fellowship there with the Heavenly Father? Why did he leave that and come into this world in the form of man? You know, we read in St. John chapter 1 and verse 14 that the Word, and that's Christ, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We read in the 14th verse, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Why did he leave heaven and come into this sin-cursed, sin-benighted world and suffer as it is, spit upon, beaten, lied upon, whipped, and all the other things that were done to him, finally crucified on the cross? Why did he suffer all of that for us to have a church-joining experience? No, he came to set the captive free. I came to seek and to save the lost, he said. And whenever he finds you, he saves you. He doesn't leave you in sin. He doesn't leave you in the cesspool of iniquity. The one word verse says, he took me out of a horrible pit and from the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my going. He took out that stony heart, and he gave me a heart of flesh. He translated me out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. He took me off of that broad road that leads to destruction and put me on the narrow way that leads to eternal life. And he took my sins, wiped them out of his remembrance to remember them against me forever no more. He removed them from me as far as the east is from the west. Therefore, Jesus Christ came into this world not that we might be religious, but that we be a child of God and live a righteous and a godly life in this present world. And I know through the experience that God gave me that it is possible to quit the sin business and start living according to the Scriptures. And I do not say that boastfully. I say it with a thankful heart. And what God did for me, he's willing to do for you. If you are today a servant of sin, Jesus Christ stands ready to set you free, to deliver you, and to make you a child of God. If you will but forsake a life of sin, repent of them, forsake them, and turn your heart and life over to him, you can live a true Christian life, which is a holy life. Heavenly Father, take these thoughts, take these scriptures, make them a blessing to souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another gospel broadcast with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number, 301-739-7000. 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. There again, I say you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can also listen to previous broadcasts if there's one that you missed or one that you would like to hear again, www.wayoftruth.org. Also, we invite you to join us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service begins Wednesday evening at 7, and they are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. May the Lord's blessings abide upon each and every one of you is our sincere prayer.